And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update's brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And the American Flooring Center of Marlette. Voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire Thumb and more. Now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. We're going to get you started with some local news here. Michigan is launching a new statewide effort aimed at helping child care providers operate stronger and more sustainable businesses. State officials announced that the SBAM Foundation has been selected to lead a specialized support hub connecting child care business owners with resources designed to address operational and financial challenges. The initiative is being coordinated by the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential in partnership with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and Pulse at the W.E. Upjohn Institute. The program will offer businesses coaching, technical assistance, financing connections, and development tools tailored to childcare operators. State leaders say providers often face hurdles ranging from licensing requirements and workforce shortages to pricing pressures and local regulatory barriers. Officials say the hub will build on Michigan's existing small business support hub model while focusing specifically on the childcare sector and communities where access to care remains limited. The project is funded through a federal preschool development grant and is already moving into the implementation phase. State leaders say strengthening childcare businesses will help expand access to early learning opportunities, support working families, and contribute to Michigan's broader education and workforce development goals. In Michigan, residents visiting a Secretary of State branch office will now receive a mailed notice if they're automatically registered to vote. The Michigan Department of State began the new notification procedure on June 1st, sending newly registered voters a confirmation letter, a pre-addressed opt-out form, and a prepaid return envelope. The change brings state operations in line with legislation signed by Governor Whitmer in 2023. Automatic voter registration itself has been in place since 2019 following a constitutional amendment Michigan voters approved the year before. U.S. citizens applying for or renewing a driver's license or state ID are automatically enrolled, and residents between 16 and 17 and a half years old are pre-registered ahead of voting age. Anyone who returns the opt-out form will have their information removed from the state's qualified voter file with their local clerk notified of the change. Residents can also cancel a registration at any time by submitting a written request directly to their city or township clerk. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this message from Flannery Auto Mall.
When it comes to Chevy, nobody in the Thumb does it like Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Drive the 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT all-wheel drive EvoTex leather heated seats and wheel power liftgate, dual zone climate, power seat, rain sense wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liner, Chevy safety assist, and more. Just $325 a month. Need a truck? The 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew LT four-wheel drive brings heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, full trailering with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. Only $360 a month. Or go compact and capable with the 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT. Heated seats and wheel, rear cross traffic alert, lane alert, blind zone alert, and more. Just $249 a month. It's time to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The Thumbs Hub for Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Dale J. Voles passed away peacefully April 16, 2026, at the age of 86. He was born August 20, 1939, and met Esther, the love of his life, at a mutual friend's wedding. They were married on June 19, 1965.
Dale was preceded in death by his parents Herb and Mary, his brothers Glenn, Fred, and his son Dan. And he's also celebrated and will be missed by his wife Esther, his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on June 13th in the chapel at the Community of Christ campgrounds. Esther and family will be available for visiting starting at 9:30 a.m. at the campgrounds. A light lunch will be provided after the service, and the family will then be making their way to the Minden City Cemetery at 4 p.m. for a committal service at 5 p.m. Arrangements were handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we are back with some national and international news. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency approval for the first oral pill designed specifically to prevent COVID-19 infection following direct exposure to the virus. Manufactured by a leading pharmaceutical firm, the treatment is intended to be administered within 48 hours of exposure to significantly reduce the viral load and block replication before symptoms develop. Health officials are praising the approval as a major milestone in transitionary public health management, knowing that it could drastically reduce transmission rates in high-risk environments like hospitals and nursing homes. Federal distribution channels are expected to begin rolling out the medication to select nationwide pharmacies by the end of the week. A United Airlines flight bound for Chicago was forced to return to its departure gate in San Francisco yesterday after a passenger noticed a rogue Bluetooth hotspot named Bomb on their device list. The crew immediately declared an emergency and taxied the aircraft to a remote tarmac where all passengers were evacuated and re-screened by federal security personnel. The Transportation Security Administration and local law enforcement conducted a thorough sweep of the plane and baggage, ultimately finding no explosive devices. Authorities later identified a passenger who admitted to changing their phone's hotspot name as a joke, leading to their immediate arrest and placement on the federal no-fly list. And in international news, what began as a jubilant celebration of Paris Saint-Germain's historic Champions League triumph quickly devolved into chaos overnight, resulting in the detention of over 780 people across France. Thousands of fans poured onto the Champs-Élysées, where fringe groups began smashing storefronts, torching vehicles, and clashing with riot police. Security forces deployed tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowds after being targeted with heavy fireworks and glass bottles. French interior authorities defended the mass arrest, stating that while the soccer victory is a source of national pride, the widespread vandalism and violence against law enforcement would not be tolerated. A catastrophic explosion at a commercial mining facility and explosives depot in Myanmar's Shan State has left at least 55 people dead, including 6 children, and more than 74 others injured. The blast completely leveled a residential block adjacent to the facility, burying dozens of families under heavy concrete debris. Local rescue teams are working around the clock with limited equipment to pull survivors from the rubble, and officials fear the death toll will rise as more bodies are recovered. Preliminary reports suggest the explosion was triggered by an electrical fault combined with improper storage conditions at the site. In a tragic accident in Indonesia's Western New Guinea province has claimed the lives of 5 people after a buried World War II-era artillery shell unexpectedly detonated beneath a residential stilt house. The explosion completely destroyed the Wynn home and severely injured 19 neighbors who were gathered nearby for a community event. Military bomb disposal units have been dispatched to the remote village to sweep the surrounding area for any additional unexploded ordnance. Local historians note that the region was a theater of intense military operations during the Pacific Front of the War, leaving behind thousands of unexploded hazards that continue to threaten residents over decades later. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.